Which is more difficult, chemotherapy or radiation?
The most difficult might have been the radiation. I ended up with radiation burns under my breast. They had to be, bandages had to be changed every day, and it was very painful.
Isn't that crazy that that's how you get rid of cancer? You burn it out of your body, basically, right?
Well, that, between that and the drugs that are going into your body, yeah.
That is a fight.
It is. And no one really understands it until you've actually walked that journey. A few weeks after, the doctor said everything looked clear, but she was very cautious, was the words that she used.
You get back to work, you get back to a routine of life that you were accustomed to before the cancer.
Correct.
And you live that life for how many years?
8 years.
8 years.
8 years.
You look back on cancer and you think, okay, we're going forward. I've got three beautiful daughters, this lovely family. We're continuing on with life because life doesn't stop for anybody.
That's right.
And then what happens?
Well, every year I would go for an annual checkup. And she said, well, you know, I'm seeing something on your liver. I'm not sure what it is. And so the cancer had spread to my liver. But it was very serious because I had numerous tumors on my liver, and surgery was not an option. A physician who said to us, you're looking at 12 to 18 months.
This is a difficult question for me to ask because you went through it the first time.
Yes.
You came out, it's 8 years later, and you get it again, but now it's almost even more severe this time around, right? Do you ever think, why? I did it once already. Why
oh,
does
yes.
this?
Oh, yes. When it first happened, I was very angry. Oh, I was very angry. And just injustice of the whole thing. Like, why again? You know, haven't I had enough? When I said to my husband, I don't want to die. It's not fair. And I'm too young, you know, I have lots to live for. Children to see through university, get married, grandchildren, all those things.
Was it easier or harder to tell your daughters the second time around?
Oh, it was tough. It was harder. How do you tell your children that, you know, you might be dead in 12 months or 18 months? And how do you prepare yourself for that? That have a conversation with your spouse. When I die, this is how I want my funeral to be, and this is what I want, and this is where I want to be buried, and this is the coffin that I want to be buried in. Or you have with your friends, you know, mm-hmm. saying this is at the end of my lifetime. This is what I may possibly look like because I've nursed a lot of people that have had liver cancer and I see what it's like for them at the end. And so you try and prepare your friends and your family for that. And it's hard.
So where do you sit now? What happens to you now?
All the tumors are gone, but the thing is, I have to stay on the chemotherapy, otherwise they will come back.
Indefinitely you have to stay
yes,
on chemotherapy?
For the rest of my life.
So that means once every 6 months?
Every 6 weeks.
Every 6 weeks?
Yes.
For the rest of your life?
Correct.
And what do you think about that?
You know, I'll do what I have to do. If the chemotherapy is working...
Being a nurse, you've gone through, now you've gone through both sides of it.
Yes.
Twice.
Yes.
What would you like to tell people about Cancer Care Manitoba Foundation?
Well, what struck me most, I guess, I happened to be in the building to an appointment a few weeks ago, and I went into the foundation office, and there's all these people there working so hard. And it was such a beautiful day, and I thought, how could you be inside working so hard for me? And I'm outside enjoying this beautiful day. And that really touched my heart. Because these people don't know me, or any of us really. And yet they're working so hard on our behalf to ensure that we have a long life as long as possible and have a good quality of life, however long or short that is.
They allow you to be a mother to three.
They do.
Yeah.
And a grandmother to almost two.
Oh my gosh.